entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth.
Then you want Dave Hodges.
The Common Sense Show. You can't dodge the Hodge.
From coast to coast, border to border, and around the globe. Welcome to another exciting edition of the Common Sense Show, where we are the voice of freedom, and we invite you to join us each week at this time as we work towards taking our country back from the evil clutches of the global elite. I'm your host, Dave Hodges, and we're coming to you live from the rural desert outside of Phoenix, Arizona, and we have a really exciting show for you tonight. But before we tell you about the show, let's go directly to Nashville, Tennessee, and let's welcome our news director, who's going to help me conduct our interview tonight. Hi, Annie. How are you?
Oh, hi, Dave, and I'm ready to go.
Well,
excited about having Cassandra on.
Now, I'm excited, too, and I know our listening audience will be as well, but before we go to that, just a program note, no, we're not going to do our news segment tonight because the plethora of topics that we have to cover with our guest, Cassandra Anderson. Yes, that's right, we're having Cassandra back on tonight. She's becoming quickly a show favorite with our audience, but we just have too darn much to cover. And I know all the other great programming here on the Republic Broadcasting Network is getting to that as well. Anyway, Annie, are you revved up? Have you done your reading on Warren Buffett? Let me tell you what we're in for tonight. Cassandra's breaking a story here that's been all but ignored, surprise, surprise, in the mainstream media. And Cassandra's been on our show four times before. This is her fifth appearance on the Common Sense Show. We've talked about a lot of different things, including Treaty of the Seas, but tonight, Cassandra's going to rock your world because the first topic that we're going to talk about tonight is something that should frighten every single freedom-loving American from coast to coast. And that is the fact that the United Nations is now in the business of acquiring nuclear weapons. So without further ado, let's get right down to business and let's go to California and welcome our very special guest and show favorite, Cassandra Anderson. Hi, Cassandra. How are you?
Hi, Dave. Thanks for having me on. Hi, Annie.
Oh, hi, Cassandra. Thanks for coming on.
Well, Cassandra, before we jump into tonight's topic, I know that you're a colleague and a friend of G. Edward Griffin, and we've been lucky enough to interview him on the Common Sense Show. And I've mentioned this every week since he's been on, but he made quite a splash on the Glenn Beck Show, didn't he?
He did. He really did. It was laid out in for beginners. And then, I've read the book. I've worked for him for, I think 2 years now, and I still was able to pick up some information from him. So I thought it was a great interview.
You know what I find interesting, too? No matter how hard the liberals try, they can never seem to discredit his criticisms of the Federal Reserve Board.
Well, primarily the reason for that is because he most of his research he took from their own documents.
Yeah, they convict themselves with their own words, don't they?
Yes.
Yeah, that's certainly where we're going to go tonight. Now, we've just got a short time before the break, but I promoted this show for the last 2 weeks, Cassandra, because I can really think of nothing more frightening to me than the United Nations having control of nuclear weapons while at the same time they're working towards unilaterally disarming nuclear-armed nations as well. So where would you like to start with this topic?
Well, I'll just give a brief description of the article that I wrote. And essentially, Warren Buffett came up with the idea of nuclear enrichment being under the control of the United Nations. And that affects two different areas. The first one is nuclear armament, and the second one is nuclear power and energy for electricity. And so in a nutshell, here's the problem. Is that the UN wants to control nuclear enrichment, and so in so doing, they would then also have control over who would have nuclear weapons.
Exactly. Let's hold it right there. That's a great teaser. And when we come back from the break, we'll explore this in more depth.
Don't
don't answer it.
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Power to the people! Power to the people!
Welcome back. Our special guest this evening joining Annie and I is Cassandra Anderson. And for this segment, we're discussing the fact that the United Nations is feverishly trying to control who has access to nuclear power and, more importantly, nuclear weapons. Let's continue with that thought, Cassandra. So we went into the break. You were talking about this attempt to seize the nuclear power who has access. What does this all mean?
Well, what they're doing, you know, the UN is pursuing the START Treaty and non-proliferation treaties to decrease have sovereign nations decrease their nuclear weapons. And there is an article by Mark Masony that I linked to in my article, and he was saying that back in the 60s or 70s, there used to be 60,000 nuclear weapons between the U.S. and Russia, and now each of those countries has about 1,500 to 2,000. So that's been a huge decline in the number of nuclear weapons. And not that I'm for nuclear weapons, but it's the nuclear option, literally. And so if sovereign nations don't have those weapons and it goes under the control of the United Nations because they have uranium enrichment, the powers or control over that, then that's a big problem because the United Nations is, as you know, it's just a big nest of globalists.
Yes, well, you know, let's just break the numbers down here. You just mentioned the U.S. and the Soviet Union then becoming the Russian republics basically had 60,000 nuclear weapons between them, and now by my count, that's down to under 4,000. That's a 15-fold decrease. Is the world going to be a safer place, or is the power going to shift somewhere else?
Well, if nobody had nuclear weapons, but the UN had the power to build nuclear weapons through uranium enrichment, you know, then the power is in the UN's hand, which is the ultimate goal, in my opinion. And the UN is a supranational entity. Who does it answer to? Nobody. You know, there's member states that have votes, but, you know, and the number of votes is based on how much you pay. And the U.S., of course, has been the biggest funder of the U.N. all along. But, you know, you look at, like, sellouts like Obama, and, you know, they're more than happy to give the U.N. that power.
Well, related to this issue, and it's covered in your article, the media hailed Warren Buffett for donating $50 million towards a U.N. nuclear bank with control over uranium enrichment. But it didn't get much play in the media. Are they trying to get this through under stealth, or are they... tell me why this isn't getting the coverage I think it should.
Well, the problem is that there were a lot of big stories, you know, that Warren Buffett, he's this great hero, you know, he's trying to get rid of nuclear weapons under this UN program, but they didn't pursue it to its logical end of what is it. You know, they just looked at it superficially of like, oh yeah, the idea is to get rid of nuclear weapons. And, you know, the logical end is that if the UN has control of uranium enrichment, then they've got all the power. You know, that's it in a nutshell. But that wasn't what came out in mainstream media. And even in the alternative media, this story didn't get much play at first. And, you know, but I kept pushing it. And, but, you know, it sort of got consumed underneath the Japan tragedy and crisis. Understandably, I mean, that's huge. But this is part of it, you know, if you look at the bigger picture. Because the UN, through this uranium enrichment program, they also have control over who gets to have, have nuclear power plants for electricity. And if you think that they're fair-minded, go and ask Iran. You know,
well, I don't think after Japan we should want to have nuclear power plants.
Well, yeah, it's electricity. It's a very big problem, and it's really coming into the forefront now. And I've been studying Warren Buffett, and he owns MidAmerican Energy, so he's not an impartial party to this. You know, just this altruistic guy that wants to get rid of nuclear weapons for the benefit of humanity. No, no, no. You know, it's all part of. He's, you know, it's a mini monopoly that he owns with MidAmerican Energy. And it's, a lot of it is hydropower, which is interesting because hydropower dams, that's the cleanest source of electricity. And there's forces out there, UN-backed, that are trying to destroy dams worldwide. Which is really, you know, it sounds counterintuitive, strange, suicidal, whatever you'd like to, you know, whatever word you'd like to apply to it, until you realize that their whole goal is, number one, is to break America in particular down to a primitive society, and then the bigger goal is depopulation, sadly.
You know, it's going to seem like I'm jumping far afield here, but Annie and I have documented on this show through several guests and our own news items that water is leaving this country. It's leaving the country from the Great Lakes, and it's ending up in Sprague bags being dragged across the Pacific. It's leaving in the form of glacier water that's being downloaded into tankers. And both of these water sources are being taken to China and India. And the primary use that I've been told it's for is for hydroelectric dams. So why China, why India, and why are we supporting it?
Well, again, you know, I'd have to say that they're, you know, the game plan is to break America down to a primitive society and take away private property ownership, which, as Marx said, Karl Marx, you know, he described, I think it was communism as the abolition of private property, you know, and so that's the ultimate goal. And, you know, you control water, then you control food. And it makes no sense unless you look at it in as a scheme of depopulation.
Annie, we've heard that one before, haven't we?
Yes, and it seems like we ask most every guest, you know, what do you think? Do you think depopulation is real or not? And 9 out of 10 have said yes.
Who said no? It just seems obvious.
Yeah, it wasn't that they said no. It was just, well, I don't know, you know, I have a hard time with that one, or I don't know how to explain that one or what to think about that one. You know, it was kind of a cop-out. But,
yeah, well, let me tell you something else about Warren Buffett. I've been going through the Susan Buffett Foundation, his wife who's now deceased, his foundation records for his taxes, and I think the largest share goes toward abortion. He won't talk about depopulation, but that's what he's funding, that's what he supports. And, you know, whether you're pro-choice or pro-life, abortion for depopulation is very negative. I think most people would agree with that. And that's where he's coming from. I mean, these are the people in power who are so crazy. And then if you look at the where the money went to fund this UN uranium enrichment program was the Nuclear Threat Initiative and Ted Turner, well-known depopulation enthusiast, is the co-chair.
Boy, we just keep running in circles, don't we? Yes, Ted Turner said in Audubon magazine that a 90% reduction in the world's population would be ideal. And that's pretty close to a quote. Well, one of the things you said in the article that really got my attention is you said the fully funded UN nuclear bank does not require nations to stop uranium enrichment, which was the original plan. But what they're going to do is the fuel bank will then sell enriched uranium to power plants for countries in, quote, good standing.
And that brings us back to what I was saying about Iran. You know, they've been trying to build nuclear power plants for electricity generation, and because, you know, the political scene and financial and economics, you know, other countries are saying, oh, no, they're building nuclear weapons. And so they, you know, they are not in good standing, and they absolutely would not be able to buy the enriched uranium, you know, from this nuclear bank. So essentially what it does is it just forces countries to be subservient to the UN, and if they don't like you, you're not going to get what you need. So that's the deal when they, you know, that's the scheme when they're controlling the resources.
Well, we know that, at least I know, and I think Annie knows, sounds like you know, that President Obama is not incompetent. He's not unintelligent. He's playing for the other side. And in our words, Annie and I have used this term on the show, he's a traitor. Is there such evidence in China, for example, of their leadership being traitors to their national defense, their national interests, as we see here in this country, given this nuclear issue?
Oh, I don't know about China, I have to confess, but I agree with you wholeheartedly on Obama's position as a traitor. I don't know what the situation is with China as far as nuclear empowerment goes. What I do know is that the U.S. spends about $700 billion a year on so-called defense, really the war machine and industrial military complex, corporate welfare. Whereas China comparatively spends $150 billion. So really, who is the war against? There is no military threat to the U.S.
Yeah, let's hold that right there and we'll explore that. Who is the war against? Or really, who are we fighting for? Stay tuned, everybody. More with Cassandra Anderson on the other side.
Have you heard? Proactiv is new and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, we have great news. With new Proactiv, your acne can heal and you can prevent new breakouts from happening. Be one of the first to try it by giving us a call at 1-800-635-1053. Because we're going to let a million people try new Proactiv risk-free. Get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. Be one of the first to try new and better than ever Proactiv, and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of the new Proactiv, two free extras, and free shipping when you call 1-800-635-1053. This is our best radio offer ever. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of new Proactiv plus free shipping. That's right, free shipping. This offer won't last long. Call 1-800-635-1053. That's 1-800-635-1053.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
When I had a heart attack at 42, I was not sure what the future held. But a year later, the doctors could find nothing wrong with me and took me off all my medication. What did I do? I took a herbal mixture of garlic, cayenne, and a few other herbs mixed in liquid form. I now call this Extendovite. I would have never believed that a few simple herbs could actually change my life like they did. Now it's your turn to see what the powers of garlic and cayenne can do for you. For only $69.95 plus shipping and handling for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid, you too can begin on your path to better health. For more information, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Favorite radio station at some future date and you want to pick up the Common Sense Show or any of the other programming here on RBN, you can always catch us live on the net at www.republicbroadcasting.org and simply click the Listen Live button. Our special guest is Cassandra Anderson, and we're trying to figure out why, and I don't think it takes a great deal of imagination, the UN is attempting to unilaterally disarm nuclear-armed nations while at the same time acquiring nuclear arms themselves. So let's go right to it, Cassandra. Are we looking at a world in which nuclear weaponry could be used by the UN to blackmail nations into submission?
Well, I think that that's undeniable, you know, especially since what you just read about in my article with Warren Buffett. You know, the original plan was, you know, to make the UN nuclear bank mandatory. Now it's going to be, because there was so much resistance to that from nuclear independent countries, that it's going to, you know, start out voluntary. But you know how encroachment is.
Yes.
Yeah. It's, you know, so they took a few steps back and, you know, then a few forward, and it just, and people forget. People don't remember the facts and figures, who's behind it, why, you know, and that's been a real problem, you know, and that's why we keep seeing the same names. I mean, they can be completely discredited, but people forget, you know, a few years later, oh, just bring it back, you know, and they just keep pushing.
Well, the light came on for me during the break, and forgive me, Cassandra, I'm a slow learner. But I can see now why North Korea is so ostracized. I can see now why Iran is so ostracized, because they're swimming upstream against this plan.
Well, here's an interesting little fact. Iran did sign on to the non-proliferation treaty through the UN, and Israel did not. And Israel will not disclose how many or if they have nuclear weapons. But I believe that the U.S. has actually sold them nuclear weapons. So it's just interesting, the playing favorites. You know,
the most common figure that I get from my intelligence community sources is that Israel is estimated to have about 300 nuclear weapons in its arsenal.
Yeah, that's no surprise to me. They just won't admit it. That's the issue. And
Israel. Go ahead.
Oh, no, please finish.
I was just going to say, good for Israel for standing up to these bullies at the UN, but it now explains why President Obama will kowtow to a sheik and criticize Israel, and we're turning our backs on our traditional ally, Israel. And now, in light of this and their refusal to give up their national defense, this makes a great deal of sense on why Obama is moving America away from being allies with Israel.
Well, Israel, it's a tough subject. I think that, you know, you have to go back to who established Israel. It was the Rothschilds. I believe it was Lionel in the Balfour Declaration. So I'm bothered by Israel having nuclear weapons and not answering to anyone. And their enemy is Iran. So, I just see some issues there. But, you know, again, we're not privy to what's really going on. You know, we get little crumbs of information here and then, and it's hard to put it all together.
No, I totally agree with you. I'm concerned if they're the only power in the Middle East that is armed as well, with something about absolute power corrupts absolutely. But I'm also asking everyone to consider this point. If Israel were to unilaterally disarm its nuclear armaments, how long do you think it would remain a sovereign nation?
I don't know. I think that those are all really hard questions. And, you know, the Middle East is just, it's really, you know, it's going through a lot of upheavals, really huge, huge changes, and, you know, funded by the globalists. You know, if you look into it, one writer, Tony Cartolucci, he calls them George Soros, who's been funding these revolutions, the funding father.
I like that. Andy, we've got to write that one down. That's a good
that
one, the funding fathers. I like that. In your article, you talk about the UN's attempted to dominate the world in four different areas, and I think I would add to your list, but I'd like to go through each one of these a little bit and get your reaction. This is not just a plan to take over nuclear power, nuclear weaponry, but we're also seeing a broad-based spectrum approach to world domination in the areas of money, military control, which would tie into the nuclear issue, control over the media, control over education, and I would also argue control over religion, but we can touch on that later. Let's start with the money part of it. How do you see the UN controlling money, and is it related to this nuclear program?
Well, let's see. The UN has so many arms of control, but the heart of everything comes down to fiat money and the central banks and the rotten system. You know, it's just rotten to the core from the inside and its very origin. And where do I see the UN in all of this? Well, you know, people are now talking about getting rid of the Federal Reserve. And what's the replacement? You keep hearing it spring up. Oh, the IMF. Yeah.
We got to hold it right there as we go into the break, and we'll come back and talk about the replacement.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
What really gets in the way of your goals and dreams? Time? Money? Education? Well, if it's all of the above, Ashworth College is for you. Ashworth can help you achieve your goals by letting you study at your own pace, online, anywhere, anytime. Your computer is your classroom. With programs as low as $39 a month, Ashworth College is one of the most affordable online schools out there. Just $39 a month. Plus, Ashworth offers over 100 nationally accredited college programs, such as criminal justice, healthcare, technology, and business. You could earn as much as $300,000 more than those without an associate's degree. No high school diploma? Well, Ashworth even offers high school completion programs. So call an Ashworth Career Advisor right now, toll free at 1-866-504-8173. That's 1-866-504-8173. Or go to ashworthtraining.com.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Defending truth, justice, and the American way, the Common Sense Show with Dave Hodges.
Now, does it make any common sense for us to disarm here in this country our nuclear arsenal, allow the UN to build up their nuclear arsenal? For what nefarious purpose? So we're talking about this as perhaps being a UN plot to be their trump card militarily over nations like the UN that they need to take down in order to establish their world domination. And we're also lending this issue or blending this issue into four different areas. Money, military, control over the media, and control over education. As we went to the break, our special guest joining us tonight, if you've just joined us, is Cassandra Anderson. And we were discussing our fiat money system that's crumbling by the moment. And Cassandra, you were speculating as to what might replace the Federal Reserve Board.
Well, I don't have to speculate. There's articles, you know, every week or so about it. You know, George Soros just had Bretton Woods too, and you know he's calling for a replacement reserve world reserve currency, which used to be the U.S. dollar. And you know, naturally, they're looking to the IMF with their special drawing rights (SDRs) as they're called. And if people don't know what that is, what it would be based on is a basket of currencies that that what they proposed is the euro, the dollar. I believe the Chinese yuan, and I think Japan, its currency before this crisis. So, you know, it's a fiat currency based on other fiat currencies. And, you know, there's no real assets behind it. And these people have just been allowed to print money whenever they want. And fiat currency, the way that it works here in the U.S. is that, you know, the legal tender laws say if you are offered a Federal Reserve note in payment for something, you must take it. And that's under threat of imprisonment or fine. So that's how they got away with it. And, you know, the paper, it's the dollar bill, the cost of paper and cotton has gone up. The dollar bill, they're talking about not even printing it anymore because it costs so much to print. So it's literally almost not even worth the paper it's written on.
I'm going to go back to something you said with Bretton Woods too, and George Soros. Also attending that conference, and I think every American should find this highly disturbing, is the minority leader of the House of Representatives, the former Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi. Now, what in God's good name could an American representative in Congress attend a meeting being run by a man who is on the record saying it's time to bring America down? I mean, we have another traitor, don't we?
Well, you have to pass it to find out, Dave. You know, like the health care bill, that was her famous quote. Oh, yeah. You have to pass it to find out what's in it. You know, and then we found out what was in it, and it was really destructive and terrible. She's horrible, you know, and she's one of them, obviously, or she wouldn't have been there. She would have been, you know, signing Ron Paul's bills to get rid of the legal tender law, to audit the Fed, to audit Fort Knox. But she's a traitor.
She is a traitor. Thank you. Thank you. And Annie, this needs to be our new mantra on this show, because we're no longer in political disagreement with our political representatives. I can accept the fact that I elect people who might disagree with me on certain issues. And I can even disagree with them strongly and still believe they're loyal Americans. But Pelosi, Reid, and Obama are traitors. They're no better than Benedict Arnold, and I think we should be treating them accordingly. And I just find this unconscionable that Harry Reid could get reelected. I find it even more amazing. What are these people thinking in Nancy Pelosi's home district when they return her to Congress every 2 years?
I have no idea, and I would also float out their election fraud. You know, but I think she does have support. I don't even know where to begin with how someone could be in the mindset where they would vote for her.
Yeah, I don't know. Well, I was almost going to make a flippant comment that maybe she and Reid hope they'll have a seat on the bus to safety when you know what breaks loose. But another topic, another time. Let's jump into the military aspect of this topic. I think it's quite clear. I think we're looking at nuclear blackmail. And if you were to hazard a guess, how long will it be until the UN can blackmail nations with nuclear weapons?
Well, you know, who knows? Historically, they've moved very slowly. But, you know, when we look at Libya and the UN resolution with NATO saying, yeah, go to war, and there was no congressional debate over it. So, at this point, who knows? And people are not getting upset about it. People are complacent, and that's a big problem. They're not organized. They're not united. And they don't understand it because they're watching TV, and that's, in my opinion, the biggest problem.
You know, everyone who's listening to this show, anyone who listens to the other programming here at RBN, you need to try to get one other person to listen each and every week, because this is the only way that we're going to turn this insanity back around. The Army aspect, to me, is the final trump card. But I think a card they've already employed quite well is the third topic that you mentioned in the article, and that's control over the media. Let's talk about that.
Yeah, well, you know, look at the UN. People think it's good. You know, people in general population, oh, yeah, the UN, you know, they do really good work. And it's the hugest scam, and it's propaganda, propaganda, propaganda. Even their army, they're called peacekeepers. What is that? It's an army. They're not peacekeepers. They never have been.
We ask the people in Libya, Afghanistan, Iraq, not even Iraq, but certainly Afghanistan, how peaceful they are. But what kind of influence does the UN have over media? Let's start with Ted Turner. I mean, we know that he's a big supporter of the United Nations. He's donated tens of millions of dollars of his own money.
Well, he's donated $1 billion 1 year to the UN.
Yes,
I think that was back in the 90s. Yeah, $1 billion. And what does that buy? Well, I can explain to you how I think it works. I've done a couple articles on nonprofit organizations and foundations. And the way that I think it works is they build their constituency, their support, and then they go out and they do all these, they put it out in the media and, in this, paint it in a certain way that's not the truth of what it really is, whatever the thing is. You know, like the nuclear bank, for instance. Warren Buffett, isn't he great? Wants to get rid of nuclear weapons. And, the truth of the matter is really it's about consolidating power under the United Nations, who is run by appointed individuals who are backed by the money people, the big monopolies, the families, and, Rockefeller, they're the front men. They're the biggest front men for the United Nations. And, there's direct links there.
Let me give my own example of how I see this influence being yielded. It's something that's fairly contemporary. And it has to do with the Jesse Ventura show, Conspiracy Theory, where he went out and he talked about federal fusion centers and FEMA camps. And I thought his first-hand documentary, where he showed these camps that were manned but seemingly empty, that had barbed wire leaning in to keep people in, not keep people out. And this was his most popular episode in a single showing. They re-air their episodes several times. And the only show that got pulled was this FEMA camp. And you can't get it now on True TV. And guess who owns the parent company for True TV? None other than Mr. I'll Donate $1 Billion to the UN, Ted Turner. And this should send chills up every American spine. Why are they building these camps? Because if it wasn't being built for a nefarious purpose, then why can't the American people see this? Why does Ted Turner have to suppress this?
Now,
what
I didn't
is the
know
UN
that,
really after?
I didn't know that he owned the True TV. That's really interesting. It goes back to controlled oppositions and the opposition. And these people are masters, absolute masters of controlled opposition. And like you look at Glenn Beck, yeah, a lot of what he says is true, but then, he wants to get people involved in the right-left paradigm. Well, it's the liberals, it's their fault, but he won't condemn neocons.
I know, but that's because he works for neocons.
Well, that's what
he
I'm saying.
Interest.
They're just masters of controlled opposition. It's like, oh, well, you don't like liberals, well, go and watch this, and then, on the other side, they have, there are other people representing, another false paradigm.
Well, in short, though, we have 5 to 6 corporations that own about 95% to 98% of the media. And when you start looking at these names, they're the Ted Turners, they're the Rockefellers,
Rupert Murdochs.
Yep. And we see what these people are into. And we see, and you can even go back and look at their quotes on eugenics, their quotes on depopulation. And now they're all seemingly joining tentacles in the United Nations. Annie had something, too. Annie, on Internet ID is another way to control media, because the only free media that we have right now is what's on the Internet.
And it's become very popular. And they don't
exactly.
like that.
Annie, I know you had a question for Cassandra along those lines.
Yes, it's the National Strategy for Trusted Identities in Cyberspace. I mean, it's supposedly to protect passwords and logins, but logins and passwords would be issued by the government.
Because we're too stupid to remember our own passwords. That's the excuse that they're giving is, well, this is really going to help people, so they only have one password. and they even come out and say, this is not Big Brother. And they're running it through, instead of, Department of Homeland Security, you know, which would be too obvious. They're doing it through the Department of Commerce. And they're having, and are you ready for this? Who's going to help them out? Oh, private industry. That means corporations. You know, so same old game.
Well, they already, you know, track everything that we have. But if they supply us with the passwords, I mean, and the logins, I mean, they're going to
have
a back door for that.
Right, it's exactly, so they know exactly who's doing what, when, and where. You know, everything's pinpointed. Mm-hmm. And that's
they
the problem.
They can't protect their own.
That's the problem.
You know, hours. Yeah.
With I don't know what the world population is up to. I think it's around 7 billion. And, you know, it's just it's too many for them to control. So, you know, that's the way that I understand it is, you know, so they're culling the herd because it's just too much to you know, control on such a minute level, which is what they want, is, you know, everything to be completely controlled. Yeah, the Internet is definitely in danger, for sure, you know, because that's the one place where there's still sort of a free market. And, you know, they want to tax it.
Say that one-third of the world is on the Internet. One-third of the population is on the Internet.
Yeah, because they're tired of the BS, you know, the TV. The TV was a wonderful, wonderful propaganda hypnosis tool for decades. But people, some people are waking up. It's like something's not right. I've lost my job. I'm on food stamps. What's going on? You know, and they're willing to look on the Internet to find alternative media, and they don't want that. You know, they would love to have a system like China, you know, with a firewall and no criticism of the government and, you know, all of that.
Yeah.
Do you really think the American people would take that laying down?
Well, given historically speaking, you know, the way things have been, you know, it's with the bailout. Okay, the Tea Parties were created, you know, and people got out and protested, but what came from that? Nothing. And, you know, then the Tea Parties got propagandized, you know, as being racist, and, you know, and people were so happy to jump on that bandwagon. It's like, hey, have you ever heard of controlled opposition? Maybe they're trying to make these people who are against taxes look bad, you know, and, you know, go in and infiltrate them. It's just, yeah, it's crazy. It's just a big mess.
What about net neutrality? What's your position on that?
This one I actually consider myself to be an expert on. I wrote an article about this about a year ago, and what people don't understand about it is, okay, so net neutrality, keeping prices down, that's how they're selling it, right? Here's the truth. Comcast had a lawsuit because, excuse me, they were charging people who used, you know, were using mega, huge portions of bandwidth. And there were just a few of them, and so they were charging them more. Well, if Comcast built the infrastructure and they paid to maintain it, why shouldn't they charge for it? And if you look at who supports net neutrality, one of their biggest, most outspoken people is Senator Rockefeller, Jay Rockefeller. And that should say it all right there. And
well,
then
the media is in that camp as well. That's a George Soros organization.
Well, there you go. Yeah. Thank you for that. I didn't know that part. So net neutrality, I think that if you're getting a service, you know, or if a company is providing a service, why shouldn't they get paid for it? You know, Google's against it because they're getting a free ride. Netflix is against it. And the entertainment industry and cable is against it because it's ruining their business. So, you know, they've got all these players teaming up against the free market, and, you know, and they want net neutrality. And the FCC, how this came into the news about a year ago, was a judge said, you cannot regulate the Internet. That's not constitutional. So but, you know, Congress just went ahead and, like, yeah, let's do net neutrality, you know, and, you know, just, you know, crumple up the, wad up the Constitution, toss it in the waste bin again, you know, it's just over and over and over again. And so net neutrality, I'm for an open Internet based on a free market, and I am against net neutrality. I think it's a scam.
This if they do this, if they take over the internet, I have to believe it'll be small steps, incremental, because if they were to flip a switch, like an internet kill switch, and say, okay, we now control everything, I think that one issue might serve to wake up more Americans than anything else they might do.
Well, you're probably right there, Dave. I wouldn't argue that point. In incrementalism, again, historically speaking, that's the way that they've done things all along. It's, you know, look how long it's taken step by step, chip by chip, to break down the Constitution in so many ways and so many levels. Because they have this phony money to figure out how to do it, and then they send people in to do it, like Pelosi.
They do. Well, we've covered three of the four pillars, but remember, folks, the big umbrella is the nuclear hammer the UN is acquiring, and then they're attempting to take our freedoms away through these four pillars. We'll talk about education when we come back after this break.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain mill, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain mill will be passed down through generation.
Special guest joining Annie and I tonight is Cassandra Anderson, and we're talking about the UN plot to acquire and use the nuclear blackmail card against non-compliant nations. But they're also at the same time going through four pillars of attack, according to Cassandra, in an article she's written at morphcity.com, which basically says that they're trying to control us in the three areas we previously discussed, and we're now going to move to the fourth area, which is education, something that I know a little bit about. So, Cassandra, what's your take? Where's the UN coming in on the education card? How are they influencing our kids?
Well, the UN, If you look at the foundations, I think it goes back to the foundations and Carol Reese, the Reese Report back in the 1950s, that it was a congressional investigation, and J. Edward Griffin interviewed Norm Dodd on it, and, you know, they took over college campuses and then expanded out from there, you know, decades and decades ago. And, you know, these are all people that are pro-UN because it's about democracy, where the U.S. is supposed to be a republic with individual rights as opposed to democracy, which is, in essence, mob rule. You know, this the larger majority for the greater good, you know, is going to tell you what to do. So, and it was about communism. So you know more about it than I do, so I'll let you take over.
Okay, I guess this is where we switch hats. Well, one of the things that I've seen in education, let me just start off by saying this. About 5 years ago, I went to a conference involving a lot of colleges, and I think they're very sorry they invited me. And Arizona State University had the conference. They hosted the conference, and they were rolling out their undergraduate and graduate degree programs in sustainability. And I'm thinking, well, wait a minute now. The issue of global warming, which is their catalyst key term concept, is controversial. So how can you be offering degree programs based on basically what I consider to be scientific voodoo? But even more shocking than that, Cassandra, and for our listening audience, was one of the speakers got up, and he boldly proclaimed that you educators need to stop espousing American exemplarence. And that's his quote, American exemplarence. Translation, and I asked him, I said, can you explain to me, I think I know that term, American exemplarence? And he said, yeah, stop telling your students that America's the best nation on earth. Look at all the horrible things we've done. Look how evil we've been. And look at the fact that we are no better than anybody else. So we need to stop teaching that. And I fired back and I said, I think this might be the only country where you could get away with making such a traitorous comment and not have consequences against your freedom. And so he and I went at it until the moderator, let's say, put an end to it. But I had never heard such dribble in my life. But Cassandra, this is also filtering down into our textbooks. We're seeing the, and there's been a lot of good studies done on this, the systematic removal of constitutional terms from history books, from government.
Well, democracy, the word democracy, they're telling kids that we live in a democracy. It's not a democracy.
Thank you.
You know, it was based on the principles of a republic.
Yes, which was designed to protect minority rights, and this is why we have the first 10 amendments. And the one thing that our children who graduate from high school and really our undergrads who graduate from our universities and colleges, what they don't realize are there are essentially two systems of justice in the free world, quote, free world. And when we come back from the break, I'll lay out what those are.